to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Now, you may be one of those people that spends a lot of time in the gym, or you may know people that spend a lot of time in the gym, and they go to the gym to build physical strength. You never know when you're going to need that physical strength, but when you need it, it's great to have it. Well, mental strength is another thing that's great to have when you truly need it. And like going to the gym, there are ways to build your mental strength so it's there for you when you need it. And the first thing you want to do is you want to practice mindfulness. And it can be as simple as taking a minute to pay attention to what's going on around you and noticing the sounds, noticing the smells, the sights, and just doing a quick scan of your body and just really paying attention to how it feels, right? So it's just taking that 1 or 2 minute mental vacation and just really appreciating what you have around you. And while we're on the concept of appreciation, you know, the idea of counting your blessings and not counting your burdens. Think about what's good for you in your life. And if you start to focus on the good and not focus on the bad, it makes you not only a happier person, but a stronger person mentally over time. Because when bad things come your way, you're more able to deal with them because you don't dwell on the bad things. You tend to focus more on the good. Another thought in terms of building mental strength, act like the person that you want to become. So the idea of acting as if, when you're feeling insecure, act confident. And what we know is that, you know, when you are a confident person, it attracts other people and they become more confident in you. So it's this concept of faking it till you make it, but it really and truly does work because as you start to do this, you start to believe in yourself, your confidence starts to grow, and then obviously you start to attract others. People are attracted to other people with confidence. Now start to, another idea is to pay attention to some of the bad habits that take that mental strength away from you. So if you find yourself feeling sorry for yourself, if you find yourself resenting other people's success, these are things that can really wreak havoc on you mentally. So what we want to do is to give up on some of these unhealthy habits that you have, right? And the key is if you're able to do that, if you're able to focus on what's good in your life, if you're able to count your blessings, if you're able to be that person or at least act like the person that you want to become, and if you're able to be more mindful in your life, you're going to build mental strength over the course of your life. And that mental strength is going to help you when rough things start to come your way, right? Because you're going to be in a much better position to be able to deal with those things and to be able to handle those things. So think of it like a workout in the gym. Okay, that's going to help you physically, and it's going to make you better able to deal with physical challenges that come your way. Well, what we want to do is we want to build that mental strength so that when the mental challenges come your way, you're in a much better position to handle them. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, I just want you to start to practice mindfulness. Count your blessings around you, appreciate what's around you, and notice the little things that are happening. Behave like that person that you really and truly want to become. Act as if, right? And then finally, look at those bad habits that may be robbing you of your mental strength, okay? And rise above them. You can move beyond those things. We don't have to be jealous of other people. We don't have to resent other people. Rise above it all and be who you want to be.